Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, you have arrived to Saturday afternoon. Congratulations, we made it through an amazingly busy week, but we are getting ready to party. And when we're thinking about the weather that is just off the charts beautiful here, we are partying al fresco at my favorite playground in all of Southern Arizona. In fact, we are literally broadcasting live from Playground Bar and Lounge, 278 East Congress on the corner of Congress and 5th Avenue. And guess what? If you join us here for the broadcast, or if you make sure that Playground is on your circuit tour of downtown tonight for Second Saturdays, you're going to be able to enjoy this great cocktail called the El Guapo. And the El Guapo is only $5 today and tonight. Milagro Silver Tequila, Aperol Lime Juice, and a Mango Chili Rim. This is how they roll at Playground. So come on out here, join us for this wonderful alfresco broadcast. Get to know some of the great culinary and cocktail characters in all of Southern Arizona. And what a great segue that is, because here for her On the Menu Live debut is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She is a culinary and cocktail character herself, and she is the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. My good friend Andy Berlin is in the house.
Hello.
Andy,
glad to be
going,
here.
Girl? Man, oh, good. Man. It's so hard to keep up with you these days.
Me too.
Jeez, I mean, here we go. We love eating, right? We love drinking. We love talking. We love shooting pictures, but we rarely get to do all of that together under the same, I was going to say roof, but under the same canopy. Out here on the beautiful grounds,
surrounded by grass.
Seriously. I mean, when you think about the patios in Southern Arizona, I mean, let's be serious. It's really tough to beat the one we're sitting on right now. I mean, plushly designed with these great lounge couches, these sofas, this great, grass, like you say, growing up the walls. We got this pulsation of color coming off the umbrellas and the lighting and everything in this beautiful urban setting. Playground is where all the action is tonight.
It's so great, I could almost take a nap. Right now.
Well, please give me a little warning before you do that, right? Because I got a lot of people here who would love to take your headset. But anyway, digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, pretty big gig.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do it. I just started a few weeks ago, and I have a lot of fun things that I'm planning. And it's been pretty much a dream job just from day one, getting to eat for the Arizona Daily Star and talk about it and interact with all sorts of cool chefs and people making burgers on the side of the road and upscale pasta makers and all sorts of stuff. So I'm really excited.
You know, you follow you on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter and wherever fine food is sold. You get the idea right away that you're not one of these journalists who runs out, has something to eat, takes a picture, and then runs back to the newsroom. I mean, you really are, a woman of the people here. I see you everywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, I try to make it out every single day. I'm not satisfied if I haven't hit every single area of town every day. And I don't know. I do different things, and it's just exciting.
I would imagine downtown is part of your regular circuit tour. I mean, those of us who have been around this town for a long time are just celebrating what downtown has become.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. I was in California for a couple years, and when I left, downtown was a scrappy little place that only the hipsters went, and we all went to eat grill at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's really, really changed, and it's really exciting. And I loved it before, but I also really love it now. And there's so much energy down here and so much creativity and enthusiasm. You can just walk the streets and find something new.
Totally.
Every time.
You know what? And we got to give some props out where props is due. The sister restaurant to Playground, The Hub. I think one of the pioneering brands that helped to contribute to this renaissance that we're all now enjoying up to these days. So we got to say thanks to Hub. In fact, a little bit of a tease here. We're going to be talking to Director of Operations Sandy Ford about something going on in the world of ice cream that's got Hub's name all over. And everybody knows Hub's ice cream, but there's a new part of the story. Sandy's going to be telling us a little bit about that here in just a couple of minutes. But you've got an interesting project coming up that people that love tacos are really going to want to get engaged in. What's going on?
Okay, so it's starting at the beginning of the summer in a couple weeks, and it's going to be 100 tacos of summer. And every single day, I'm going to do a different taco. and I'm going to go to little places on the south side on Valencia, maybe the Tohono O'odham swap meet, tiny places, trucks, El Guero Canelo, BK, but I'm also going to do upscale food truck tacos, Korean tacos, kimchi tacos, Chinese tacos, everything, lobster tacos. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a different taco every day on our website. And we're going to have video of me eating the tacos.
I would pay a cover charge for that.
And we're soliciting suggestions. So if you have an amazing taco that you have eaten in the last 10 years, tell me. Tweet it to me on my Twitter. My hashtag is Andy Berlin, A-N-D-I-B-E-R-L-I-N.
A-N-D-I.
A-N-D-I, yes.
B-E-R-L-I-N, right?
Yep. And so tweet it to me. Tell me everything you know. And we'll hit it up and put it on the website.
Okay, so is this okay, 100 tacos in 100 days? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, let me just say, may the force be with you. This is a bold and brave thing that you have set out to do. Now, is it 100 taco places, or are there going to be several tacos at one destination to make it easier on you?
One taco per destination, one a day.
Oh, my gosh.
I am going to 100 different places. And I'm going to feel disgusting at the end of it. But I'm going to feel very good as well, because you can put anything in a taco. It can be gourmet. It doesn't have to be greasy. And it can be delicious. And I'm going to eat it.
And not necessarily a review, per se. I mean, this is really just creating a conversation about what a taco can be all over southern Arizona. So you're going to go. You're going to be taking a videographer with you, shooting some video of you doing the taco, putting them up online, getting people a part of this dialogue. But you're not saying anything good, bad, or otherwise about the taco.
Oh, yeah, no. It's really cool. I've been doing a little research to start it off. And just going down the south side from the Star's office, is just a few blocks away, is this Mexicali taco truck.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the tacos there are completely different than anywhere else you can get in town. And they're almost like the tortilla is a little bit wetter, a little bit maybe steamed.
I know what you mean.
And they have the borrego, the cabeza, lengua, and that's all they have. They don't have anything else. And so you have to eat that if you go. And it's just so interesting to see. Okay, this is a taco from Mexicali. This is their style.
I would imagine that the testicle taco at Tacos Opson.
Yeah, that is on my list.
Clearly needs to be on your list.
Yes,
I mean,
that is.
or is it testicle? I don't know. But anyway, so 100 tacos in 100 days. Follow that on the digital companion to the Arizona Daily Star. Andy Berlin, again, is going to lead us on a destination for amazing tacos all across Pima County and beyond. Now, we've got a couple minutes left before we go to a commercial. You've also got this really cool project where you're doing kind of a lunch break with your Star team, and people can kind of get a sense of where you're liking to go to lunch on the weekday circuit.
So it started out, my coworker was like, I'm hungry, I want to go to lunch, and I'm bad at not working. I'm good at working, but I'm bad at not working. So I said, let's turn this into a video. Let's make this into a project. So we went out to BK, and that was the first one that we did, and we ate lunch and filmed it. We all took our iPhones. We're putting them in people's faces. It might have been a little bit annoying. But so we're going out to different places now, and it's really fun because I feel like the South Side is a place that not a lot of people go unless they know about it. And I haven't really been eating there that much until I started working at the Star, to be honest. And I am constantly surprised and fascinated with some of the places that I've been. Sunny Days Cafe, I went there for lunch today.
Yeah,
Weird Flamingo Palace, if you've never been there. I would never go there. It's in this crappy shopping center by the Goodwill.
Now, they serve the flamingo tacos, right?
Okay,
now we're going to start getting calls. You know, the PETA people are marching around now. No, but anyway, now I would imagine your boss has to have a little forgiveness because if you only get an hour lunch break and you want to do a Star, break up on the foothills somewhere, it's going to take a little bit more time to get back to the home office.
Yeah, I'm not coming back. Sorry, guys.
We're talking to Andy Berlin, the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour at our live alfresco broadcast from Playground Bar and Lounge. Again, 278 East Congress on the corner of Congress and 5th. And again, let me remind you, the El Guapos are only $5 from right now until closing. Milagro Silver Tequila, Aperol, lime, fresh lime, and a mango chili rim. I don't know how you like your rims, Andy. I like mango chili on mine. That's how I roll. But anyway, join us for the rest of this broadcast. Get comfortable here on the patio and have a great, delicious hour on radio. The most delicious hour on radio like you do here every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Andy, she's here. The Director of Operations for Hub Playground. Oh. Hub Ice Cream Factory. Sandy Ford is in the house. We finally got her to sit down for like 30 seconds to talk to us about a new project that she's about to open up right across the street. Fellow foodies, you do not want to miss 1 minute of this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the middle of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. Live from Playground Bar and Lounge, 278 East Congress on the corner of Congress and 5th in the heart of downtown with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, the lovely Andy Berlin is back.
Hello.
With us. Are we having fun? Alfresco,
yes.
Patio, playground.
Almost too much. Fun.
Recess. I mean, this is just great. But anyway, we talked a little bit about this before our commercial break. Our friends over at Hub know a thing or two about ice cream, and business has gone through the roof so much so that there is a new place that is just about to open up across the street. And here to tell us a little bit, a tease, as it were, is the Director of Operations for Hub and Playground and the Hub Ice Cream Factory, Sandy Ford, is here.
Hello.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
How you been?
I'm great. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Why, thank you.
Yay!
Thanks.
Ice cream.
Yes.
You scream.
We all scream.
What's this Hub Ice Cream Factory thing all about?
It's kind of my baby.
Right on.
Yeah.
So I lost 1, 2, 3. Okay, great. Yeah. 3 babies. Great.
What? plus my 2.
Yes, exactly.
My real 2.
Right.
So
right.
Like 5.
Let's give them a shout out. Come on.
Jack and Abigail, I love you so much.
We all love Jack and Abigail.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so your baby.
Yes. So we've become very busy with ice cream at Hub, and the kitchen over there just couldn't handle production. So we decided to take a space across the street, and it's kind of given us an opportunity to expand into more ice cream treats, such as ice cream sandwiches, milkshakes, bloats, ice cream cakes to go.
No!
For your own child's
put me over the edge.
Birthday party. Oh, and we have a taco.
Ice cream taco!
Put it on your list.
We have a Choco Taco.
Oh, I love it.
I was just saying to my coworker that I wanted to find a gourmet version of that.
Yeah, so I want to be one of your 100.
Yes.
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 But you have to tell me your favorite ice cream flavor so I can, like, you know,
I'm
going
to do something crazy just to throw you a loop.
Because you're Andy Berlin. You have to be crazy.
I want hot dog ice cream taco.
Okay, no. No, I mean,
you know, she's got standards, Andy Berlin.
That's just gross.
Okay, right. A little chorizo, maybe. No hot dog in the ice cream.
I mean, bacon, yes.
You better put bacon in the
ice cream. Bacon, I can do bacon.
So how many flavors, okay, you think back to our day, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Sometimes someone got creative and called it Neapolitan and put them all three in the same container. Is the sky the limit over there in terms of your flavor spectrum?
We have over 300 flavors that we have either done or will do. I guess we've done. But we're always making new flavors.
300 flavors?
300. We only have 23 at one time.
Okay.
So it's sort of rotational, seasonal, holiday, whatever they feel like doing.
So you've had this sort of canvas, this ice cream laboratory going here at Hub for so many years. You've decided to create its own space, its own destination. Is there one flavor that your guests year after year have really rallied around that you know from opening day you had better anchor the ice cream menu with this particular flavor? What is it?
Salted caramel.
Yeah, that a girl.
Yeah.
Even Oscar RG.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to argue with me. No. Yeah, I mean, there's always like oatmeal cookie dough, bourbon almond brittle, birthday party. Those four sort of rotate the top. But salted caramel is, I mean, for sure.
Got to do it. Now, is this all sort of, you know, churned in-house?
Yes.
Is this handcrafted artisan ice cream?
Yes.
That I don't think anybody else really is doing here in town.
I don't think that's true. I know there are several places that do
doing it
make
right
their
there
own.
On site. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So we're not the only ones, and they make lovely ice cream, but I like ours the best.
Now, what about a setting? Now, you say to go. You can walk in there and grab it to go. But is this going to be kind of a place where you can hang out, tables and chairs? Or what's the sort of
there will be a few tables and chairs, and there's a bench, and we're going to have benches out front. So if you wanted to stay and enjoy your ice cream and there's space, you're welcome to do that. But it's really sort of meant to be a go in, get whatever it is you're going to get, and then cruise on out.
And so the day is drawing near.
Yes, it is.
So you're going to be opening up, again, right across the street from Hub is the Hub Ice Cream Factory on the north side of Congress. When are you opening? When's the big day?
We have our grand opening on May 22nd.
Great.
Writing that down.
It's Friday, May 22nd at noon. Yes.
And what about hours? I mean, so if I'm you know, have been, you know, fed at Hub and Playground, I've had a few of El Guapos, and I want sort of a late night bite when it comes to ice cream. Am I going to have that option?
Yes. Okay. So Sunday through Wednesday, we'll be open until 10 o'clock. And if you wanted, Hub will still have ice cream cases, so you can still go to Hub for ice cream.
Good to know.
But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are planning to stay open till 2 a.m. We do have a service window to Congress, so there's like a little window you can walk up to and sort of street service.
And you're going to have full menu until that hour.
Yes.
So not just the scoops.
I don't want to
minimize the value of the scoops. I mean, these are going to be spectacular scoops.
Yes.
But you can do the shake and the float and the sandwiches.
And the warm cookie.
And the warm cookie.
And the warm cookie. Oh, ooh. And we are also going to have prep and pastry dosants.
Dosant
sandwiches.
What a great idea. Gee. I mean, they'll be lining up. The ice cream, the dosants, salted caramel. Again, the menu is still coming together. Again, 300 flavors to choose from. And you said at any one time you're going to have how many?
23.
23 flavors all going at one time in this sort of new, hip, fresh, sort of buzzing atmosphere. The Hub Ice Cream Factory, again, opening up on May the 22nd. We're really excited for you and your team
Thank you for everything
that you guys are bringing. We're actually going to be talking to Corporate Chef Jack Tate here in about 10 minutes or so. He's been a busy boy looking at maybe getting an ice cream truck to actually bring the good news of Hub to the streets of Tucson. This is going to be a lot of fun. So anyway, the exact address for Hub Ice Cream Factory and how they can find you online.
It's 245 East Congress, Suite 171. It's hubicecream.com. and the website is live.
You make it easy. Hubicecream.com. Look, the moment I asked for an El Guapo, there one is. And he brought a cocktail, too. anyway.
I meant the cocktail.
I haven't had an El Guapo yet. And anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some valued sponsors. And when we come back, what a great segue. Because my rim has been chillied with love. And we are going to find out exactly what's in this El Guapo for a conversation with Dale Riggins, the general manager here at Playground. She's going to be libating us with love when we come back. You're listening to On the Menu live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210. Here, broadcasting live from Playground Bar and Lounge, again, 278 East Congress, where the El Guapos are only $5. And we actually, Andy Berlin and I, it is really a steal, especially when you think about what goes into a great cocktail, what goes in from the intention to the spirit, quite literally, to the presentation. And this is a... just a sexy cocktail, Andy.
It's absolutely beautiful. It looks like a sunrise.
It really, really does. And here, a ray of sunlight herself. She walks in. She sits down. She's got a smile that will move mountains. She's the general manager at Playground, our new friend Dale Riggins. How you doing, Dale?
Well, that's quite an introduction. I'm doing wonderful.
Well, you bring me one of these every Saturday at 4 o'clock, and I'll say whatever you want me to say.
Deal.
So here we are, drinking great cocktails on the patio of Playground on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I mean, pinch me, Dale. Dale, I asked you to pinch
don't
me.
Don't actually do
you're
it.
You're so too far away.
She laughs at me. Anyway, congratulations to you and your team
for your
you know, profound success downtown here at Playground. So much going on. I mean, this active digital fan base that you have, your Instagram stuff is off the hook. Every time I hear about Sundays, they got trumpets and tequila and all this great things. Mother's Day is going to be off the hook here. But we're here talking libations. So we're talking about the El Guapo.
Yes, we are.
What I love about this is you brought Aperol front and center into a gorgeous cocktail. So talk about this as I drink.
Sure. So We I mean, obviously, as we're sitting here on the patio and this time of year, we have the space to do alfresco dining, to do cocktail hour. It's the space to have refreshing, as you said, libations, definitely in this part of town. So for the El Guapo, we wanted to do something that was a little bit regional, a little bit playing with ingredients that you might see in this part of the world. So we have Milagro Silver Tequila.
Great brand.
Great brand.
I love the Milagro, folks.
And we decided to play with Aperol. Like you said, it's an Italian aperitif that it sort of didn't see a lot of the market for a while, and it has had a bit of a resurgence. So a little bit of sweetness added to it. We do freshly make all of our sour mix, so lime and lemon juice and simple syrup is what's included with the...
You're making your own sour mix.
Correct.
Okay, so that's an easy thing for other people to do and package and buy from a multinational food purveyor.
Yes.
You take the time to make your own sour mix?
We do. It makes quite the difference. You'd be very surprised to have that fresh juice in there and to make the simple syrup yourself. It's very easy. It's one-to-one. depends on the viscosity that you like of your sugar and water, and then just fresh lime and lemon juice, and you're good to go.
Okay, Andy, this woman knows about cocktails. You just said viscosity.
I did. Well, you said libations.
Okay.
I thought I'd follow suit.
Andy, if you will drink out of the same glass that I'm not going to be.
I would be honored.
Okay, so right away, when we talk about cocktails, Dale, we look for balance.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is a great example mm-hmm. of the kind of a cocktail that has that manifestation, because you've got the beautiful spirit of the agave, mm-hmm. which is not lost with all of the other ingredients. So mm-hmm. that's anchoring that cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
The bitterness of that Aperol, that sort of that burnt orange flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Then with this fresh lime, this vibrancy of the lime. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting kissed just a little bit with that mango chili. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot going on in this
wow.
cocktail, but it's so approachable.
It's beauty and simplicity, honestly, and that's sort of the trend that we like to follow here with our cocktails.
Wow.
Since we do a fair amount of volume, so we like to have cocktails that we can put together quickly that are excellent quality ingredients, and that can be approachable and balanced.
You can do a cocktail like this in volume? I mean,
we can.
So it's like, it must be like dinner and a show watching your guys behind the bar, you know, putting something like this out. So again, this is only
$5. Only
$5. From this moment on up until closing.
True, yeah.
The rim is my favorite part.
Of course.
I have to say, the beautiful sweetness, beautiful pink color, and it just sets off the nice tartness of the drink.
Really, really
I
nice.
Love it.
Well, great.
So, my kind of playground. So, our cocktails king here at Playground. I mean, I know you got just an amazing beverage program all told, but are cocktails the driving element?
You know, it has a pretty fair balance right now. Cocktails are definitely something that we like to focus on. We do a lot of highball cocktails for people that aren't as familiar. Basically, what a highball is just an alcoholic base with a higher proportion of a non-alcoholic mixer. So, technically, you could call a Jack and Coke a highball. We like to put a little bit more effort into it, obviously. So that is the focus of our cocktail menu. We do have, obviously, many other drinks, such as the El Guapo, Three Star Daiquiri. That being said, our wine program that we recently released has been doing exceptionally well. We have a few boutique selections that are coming in from a lot of different distributors. So every glass is priced between $5 and $11. It's very approachable, and it's unique to downtown. I think it has a decent spectrum of wines, correct varietals from the places that they're from, and it sort of is showing, I think it can show people a new light as to wine, and I think wine is on the upswing.
I totally agree. Now, you say the most expensive glass of wine that you have here is $11?
Yes.
Again, so, I mean, everybody is bound
easy.
To find something they like on that spectrum, and you're not going to have to break the bank to do it.
No.
And who
yeah.
doesn't want to drink a nice, crisp glass of white wine on the patio right here right
totally.
Now?
Totally.
It's pretty perfect.
Now, the high...
Just saying.
So,
somebody comes over and gives me one.
Yeah, right. So, a highball. A shot of a booze, and then you say more mixer than as is normal for a regular cocktail.
Well, not as is normal. It's
okay.
just, it's not necessarily 50-50 alcoholic
okay.
based to mixer. So,
because I like mine like the converse of that. So, I mean, is there a name for that style in the world of mixology?
I think that's called straight.
What about, I'm one here that is celebrating the explosion of craft brewers mm-hmm. Here across the Grand Canyon State. I think there's another craft brewery that is opening every other week here in Tucson. Are you showcasing some of our locals here?
You know, we are. Right now we have on 1055, we have on their pale ale as well as their IPA.
It's a great beer.
We always have Dragoon on. We always have their IPA, and we rotate seasonal for them. Right now we're pouring the Saison Bleu. Not Tucson, but it is an Arizona beer. We're also pouring Mother Road. We just did a pub crawl for them last night.
I saw Sarah Ritchie was a busy young lady,
wasn't
she?
Yes, she was. It was a lot of fun. So we have a lot of tap handles to play with, both downstairs and upstairs. The beer program is going crazy. It's awesome. We're doing a lot of events. We're putting together with Jack Tate, who's about to be with us. We're putting together some beer dinners in the future and events that we can kind of play with. So it's a lot of fun.
So much fun. We got about another 30 seconds remaining. A happy hour. You don't call it happy hour here. Just a pedestrian old happy hour at Playground. Monday through Friday for a kickback cocktail as the day draws to the workday draws to a close. What do we call it here at Playground?
We call it recess.
It's recess. And so that's Monday through Friday. Yeah, seriously.
Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, and we have some awesome selections on the menu, as well as $3 off appetizers. So.
Oh, man. So they're just firing all cylinders.
That's my kind of recess.
Okay, Monday through Friday, recess. Our first happy hour was recess, now that we go back. And if it was this kind of recess, I never would have left elementary school. But anyway, General Manager from Playground, Dale Riggins, thank you so much for libating us all with love. The El Guapo is going to just go off the charts tonight if our listeners have anything to say about it. But anyway, congratulations again to you and your team for all your great success.
Thank you very much.
We're up against a commercial break and another sponsor love fest, but when we come back, here he is. You know, he just sort of sits there and smiles and nods because he knows what is it up for him. We love talking about Jack Tate. We love talking about one of the culinary rock stars in all of the Western United States, and I am so pleased to have him back on this show because there is just, I wish we had a 3-hour show, but anyway, corporate chef for Hub, Playground, Hub Ice Cream Factory. The Honorable Jack Tate is going to be in the hot seat for the next half hour, fellow foodies. So you do not want to miss one delicious bite of our next interview. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We are right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Playground Bar and Lounge, 278 East Congress on the corner of Congress and Fifth Avenue at downtown. Getting ready for second Saturdays. People are already starting to come in. Maybe it's our loud voices. Maybe it's this El Guapo. But we're here again with a star cast, our celebrity co-host from the Arizona Daily Star, Andy Berlin.
Hello.
Put the cocktail down. Leave some for us.
Sorry.
We've got the general manager of Playground, Dale Riggins, here talking about great cocktails. Great seeing you here.
Hello, hello.
And here we are. And we just get a chance, you know, this is a food show. And when we love talking about food, and when we're talking about food, we're talking to some of the great culinary characters in this community. I first met this guy a couple of years ago, and I tell you what, all joking is I was captivated by his spirit, by his vision, by his style, by his story.
And also by his beard.
And also by his beard.
It's lovely.
And it's lovely. And speaking of lovely, here he is, the corporate chef for Hub and Playground and Hub Ice Cream Factory, my good friend Jack Tate. Jack?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Look at us.
I know, right? Here we are again.
I said, I was telling Sandy Ford, I said, you know, can we come every Saturday?
Let's do it.
But anyway, how long have you been here on the team now?
This is going to be my fifth week.
Wow. And yeah. So no rest for the weary, man. Oh, I mean, no, you've been busy. No.
Yeah, I like to stay busy. You know that.
So before we sort of get into sort of, you know, some Jack talk, to talk about how we're jacking up the menus here. I've been working on these all weekend,
I know,
man.
So. I know. I've been waiting. I couldn't wait.
He stands in front of the mirror.
Jack talk. Don't give me no back talk.
Yeah.
Ice cream truck.
I love it.
So what are we doing with this? So Sandy talked about the Hub Ice Cream Factory, and you guys are thinking, well, you know, it's not enough to just offer all these great flavors at your new destination across the street. You want to bring the ice cream to the people? Is that what's
up? Oh, yeah. We want to bring something a little bit different to the table. You know, everybody mm-hmm. with the whole food truck craze and stuff like that. And Sandy has one hell of a vision when it comes to stuff like that.
Right.
So I just want to help her bring her vision forward. And she picked out this great 1955 Caro van Chevy truck.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, it's awesome. Now I'm just working on getting it here.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how did you find it? I mean, that's perfect for this concept.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's a beautiful truck. We're going to look. We're gonna have a lot of fun fitting it out. I got help from the guys at AIS to help me out with it.
Nice.
So it's going to be one heck of a project, but it's going to be awesome to see when it's done.
Now, how many flavors are going to go? Are going to hit the streets? I mean, can you legitimately do... you know, more than like one or two flavors on an ice cream truck?
Generally, we'll just do about six.
Oh, nice.
Six flavors.
Oh, that's great.
We'll run the popular and probably the seasonals with it as well.
You can do the hot dog ice cream that Andy has requested?
No. I think I'm going to pass on that.
I appreciate your honesty, Jack.
Pork belly?
Maybe. I love me some pork belly.
Right
we know
on,
that.
Man, right on, man. I've had a lot of your pork belly.
I know.
I really have.
I know.
So here you come. You know, you have ascended to the pinnacle of your culinary career. Here to come to work for this great team, to really kind of create almost as it were from a blank canvas. I mean, everything Hub and Playground have done over the years, you know, we've loved. I mean,
they've
defined comfort food here at Hub for so many years on Playground, getting sort of whimsical on a plate. What are your ideas about bringing a little Jack to this whole conversation downtown?
Well, you know, the Hub is a great spot, and it's been here for a while. There's not tons of tweaking we really want to do to that. We want to maintain the same quality of food that Hub's been known for the last few years.
Right.
And maybe showcase the chef a little bit more. He's been working really hard for us, and to give him an opportunity to show Tucson what he's got.
Fun.
Yeah. You know, the things that I'd like to do is, you know, bring back those quality handmade products and stuff. You know, I'm into everything from scratch as much as I can possibly do it.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of opportunities here. There's a lot of great people that work here. They do one heck of a job already. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. You're going to see a couple of things changing here relatively shortly on the menu here. You're going to see a huge tweaking on the Playground side on their menu as well. We're going to go a little bit more fun with that and kind of play with a lot of local ingredients over there.
Now, how would you define this this new Playground feel, this concept, you know, on the menu? When people think, okay, what kind of food is Playground going to be known for? How would you define sort of that concept?
Well, I love the atmosphere here. It's great. You know, it's something definitely unique to Tucson for sure. I would definitely say it's more fun. You know,
right.
Playground.
Has
you might as well have some fun.
Has to be.
Yeah. A couple food on a stick. You know, you never know.
I mean, I actually caught, right before the show, you know, I actually caught Andy Berlin hopscotching to the restroom.
Nice.
And it was actually kind of, oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was Dale.
But you saw that?
I did. I shot it. It's on Instagram as we speak. And, nice. And my likes are going through the roof. But anyway, food has to be fun, Jack,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. And sharing, you know, we're all about a community here. You know, a great place to sit down and chat with your friends. You know, we definitely have the rooftop aspect as well. You know, the bar is really cool inside. You know, like little tiny things. Looking forward to doing some really good parties here,
yeah.
Which is fun, like kind of wrap in some of the like special cinema things that we have going on in bar cinema as well. There's a lot of opportunity here, and I can't wait to actually have some fun with this concept. I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm looking forward to the team that I have with Dale, and I love working with Sandy. It's been awesome so far, you know. But there's lots of stuff going on. It keeps me busy and out of trouble. That's the thing, you know.
That's where we want you. Don't get into trouble for
crying out loud. I'm trying.
Well, we actually are going to have the privilege to talk to your chef, Ben Caballero, here in just a few minutes and kind of get an idea for his sort of story. But let's talk a little about your story. You know, I had the privilege of interviewing you for a newspaper story that I wrote about Mother's Day. And I remember you're telling me that your early days in thinking about food and sort of being inspired in the culinary arts really came from when you were a kid.
Yeah, it's mostly my mom, I'd have to tell you that. My mom and my grandmother were great cooks. I could only pair in comparison to them, you know. You know, everyone says, oh, my mom. My mom was amazing. If I could reproduce my mom's fried chicken or a couple chicken piccata things and grandmother and her standing rib roast is something that I always look forward to in the holidays and stuff that I'm never going to be able to get again, but I can do my best to try to reproduce those things.
That's beautiful.
It's all about comfort, man. It's all about feeling good. You know, you look at me, I'm all stick to your ribs kind of extra coating a little bit, you know, a little bit heavier, you know. But, you know, me, I'm a meat man, and I like, you know, I like to have a good time with my food.
Now, are you going to, when you come in and talk about bringing a new menu to Playground, what are the sort of the things that, when you're thinking about your demographic, and you're thinking about your clientele, and you're thinking about your place, and your spirit and your brand, how do you put a menu together almost from scratch? I mean, are there certain things that you have to, that are musts for a menu?
Well, you know, like, Playground needs its own identity. We need to create that. It's almost like a blank canvas, so to speak. You know, we have a lot of local downtown foodies. You know, this is my first venture downtown. I've never been, I've never been in a restaurant downtown, which is going to be a great opportunity for us. You know, you have a lot of different people coming down here, you know, wanting a different style and things. You know, people want something more intricate and something more familiar about their food. And just because it's perhaps a taco or something like that, it can be amazing. And that's what we want to truly try to do, is create that whole new, not too sophisticated, but not so kind of meat and potatoes-y kind of, you know, not as pretty as it shouldn't be. We don't want that. We want all that stuff, all the food to look great, everything to be awesome, and try to have something a little bit different, like, so something different from the Hub, something different from Congress, you know, a little bit of variety, because I do believe that variety is the spice of life. Man.
Oh, listen to him.
Oh, you know, a poet amongst us.
Man crush. Okay. Hashtag. Now, last time you were on the show, you know, I was actually I was out of town, and I had a guest host, and they brought Jack into the studio, and he brought pastrami sandwiches. Now, let me say, is there room for a pastrami sandwich somewhere on this menu?
Maybe. You never know.
I mean, what do we got to do?
Teasing us.
Well, you know, that pastrami, I was very proud of that pastrami, you know.
And you had a lot of fans, man. A lot of followers.
Oh, yeah. No, it was good. And I actually saw it get listed as one of the best pastramis in town, actually, not too long ago.
From Tucson Foodie.
Yep.
Yeah, he just went out of the park, for sure.
I love it, you know, having quality product and actually taking the time to craft something like that and using the old school techniques, techniques with something like I enjoy the classics. I think classic, you know, a little bit more refined, a little bit more fine-tuned, bringing stuff like that back is definitely what I like to bring to the table.
Now, well, before we do a little tasting here, talk a little about, I think Dale talked about some beer dinners and some events and fun things that are going to be going on here at Playground. What do you guys have got up your sleeves?
Well, I've been talking to some of the local, I guess you could say the local reps when it comes to some beer and some wine, and we have this wonderful rooftop.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be
it's iconic.
So amazing to sit there and really truly create individual and specialized menus for each one of them, you know, theming them all out, getting some really good local brewers involved in this stuff too. I really want to truly focus on Tucson.
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that, you know, I think that, you know, we've been around for a while. I think that Tucson needs to get another step up when it comes to the culinary world. We need, you know, we need our respect. We paid our dues for a while. It's about time that Tucson gets brought into the picture a little bit more.
And when you think about partnering with a local brewer and you're putting together a menu, what's sort of the process? Do you sit down with the brewers and say, you know, here are some ideas that I have at the center of the plate. Talk to me about some seasonal stuff you have together and just sort of create from there?
For me, you know, it definitely involves a lot of research when it comes to the beer. Beer.
Lots of R&D.
This one's not right. Maybe try again.
I know, you know, just, you know, I have to get that whole flavor profile locked in. And if that requires me to take a couple of samples here and there, I'm all about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because your customers demand excellence.
Oh, of course.
And you don't want to leave them the wrong way.
I want to give them the best all the time, you know. Like, you know, there's a lot of cool things going on here in town. You know, Dragoon's doing some great things. We have Pueblo Vita down the street, man. A lot of these guys are coming up and doing such amazing work. I think that it's great to have, like, a couple local places sitting here and featuring those items, you know, like we need to, like I said, we need to get our due. It's about time that Tucson got put on the map a little bit better when it comes to stuff like this.
I think what Kyle Jefferson is doing at Pueblo Vita is pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
I think there's one guy that knows a lot about beer. I mean, everybody here in town does. I love all of our local brewers, but I think what Kyle is doing is really innovative and forward-thinking. So anyway, we're doing a little bit of a shift change here. Chef Ben Caballero is going to be joining us. He's getting the food. Oh, great.
Yeah.
So talk about hours of operation, because Playground is sort of recess, dinner, late night. I mean, how can people get a taste of Jack?
Like, the hours are kind of weird for the daytime hours. We open at 4 o'clock, I believe, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And then we're doing a new brunch on Sunday, which we've had a little effect on, which is actually pulling up with the trumpets and tequila, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so that sounds like it's off the hook. When I first heard about that from your very, very good marketing promotions team, I mean, I get everything from these guys. It looks like a ton of fun.
It is. It's great. You know, it's an opportunity to have a little bit more fun when we're doing brunch. So I think it's awesome. I think it's definitely a great thing for us. You know, it's going to be a fun changeover with this. And with the help from Ben over here, I think that we're going to be able to produce a lot of awesome things out of these two locations.
And what a great segue, because here he is. He's being whisked to the table. Chef here at Hub and Playground, our new good friend Ben Caballero. Chef, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
So, I mean, here he comes. He throws these down, these works of art.
Absolutely amazing.
Clearly the presentation is just as important to you and your team.
Definitely.
As how a food tastes. And looking at Ben, he's just sort of smiling and nodding like it's just another day at the office.
Pretty proud.
I want to know what this is.
That's
because
right here.
It looks like my wildest dream.
Right here, I got some ahi poke.
Oh, beautiful.
Inspired dish.
Shaped into a tall cylinder with wonton crisps.
Yeah, forget everything you know, listeners, about ahi poke, okay? You know, if Rembrandt was putting together an ahi poke, this is what it would look like at the center of the plate. So, I mean, how the time and care that it takes to produce something like this. Again, all these pictures are going to be everywhere, from Andy Berlin to On the Menu Live to Playground. What does it take to produce a dish like this? This is gorgeous.
Well, I think more of it is the thought process putting into it.
Right.
You know, it takes a little bit more time making sure that your dish is going to be the way you want it. But something like this, we can plate it up real fast as long as I don't believe it.
You for one minute that this you can plate this up fast.
I want to know everything that's in here.
Yeah, break it down from the top to the bottom, Chef.
To the top, we got some fried wontons.
Yes, please.
Daikon sprouts and avocado.
Okay.
Perfect.
We got some fresh ahi with cilantro, and to the bottom we have some black quinoa.
Oh my gosh.
Napa cabbage.
Oh, it's good for me.
Carrots. Add some green onions.
Try to sneak in the good things.
Down to the bottom.
This is.
That's the bottom. You got some wasabi aioli and some soy reduction on the very bottom.
Oh, my gosh. So on the playground, we're having ahi poke. Okay, so I'm going in.
I'm doing it.
Looks amazing, Chef.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Okay, right away, again, the foundational element of this dish. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's live radio. You can't make this stuff up. Am I right?
The wasabi is beautiful. Cuts through everything.
Beautiful. It absolutely does. It's just a lovely little bit of heat. But the quality protein, right? The ahi itself, this gorgeous ruby red. You know, freshness matters today. Thank you for subscribing to that vision. Freshness matters. But quinoa, I never would have thought about integrating quinoa
so fresh
into this dish. And that's what Jack was talking about. You know, taking dishes that we all sort of know and bringing things a little, making them a little different. This is a great example.
Thank you.
It's almost like one of those things that you see coming out of Peruvian culinary schools. I don't know if it was influenced by that.
Right,
but
exactly.
It looks like just a beautiful dome and all these different layers of texture.
Yeah, I mean, I almost felt like it was a disservice to the dish to do what I did.
I know, right?
I mean, I didn't know how to approach this.
I felt like we were ruining evening. Just the beautiful thing that we have in front of us.
So what? And so this is called, what's it called on the menu, Chef?
It's going to be the ahi poke.
The ahi poke. Okay. Yeah. Right away, this is a beautiful place to start the evening. And let me just say, what a remarkable coincidence. How lovely it's pairing with the ahi poke. I mean, did you plan this, Chef?
We plan everything. Everything comes in the plan.
But seriously, that's just beautiful with this dish.
Thank you very much. I put a lot of thought into it. It's been a while, yeah, just the whole planning of it. And now just to finally see it executed, it brings a smile to my face right now.
Well, you're bringing job, smiles Chef. To a lot of faces. So before we do our trivia question to see if any of our listeners want to have a shot at getting a Playground gift card to experience Chef Ben Caballero and Jack Tate for themselves and these wonderful dishes, will you have one more dish that you'd like to showcase here for us? What do we got going on here, Ben?
Right here I have a sun-dried tomato pesto-crusted salmon, a lactate salmon.
You've got to be kidding me.
We have some... fresh house veg that we saute here with some garlic, salt, and pepper, and nothing too much with some grilled asparagus. Don't want to do too much to it because you want to taste the natural flavors of
everything. I can't believe
together.
I'm eating this in a bar. Yeah.
And then, seriously, we're on a couch.
I can't.
We're eating sun-dried tomato salmon on a couch outside.
Yeah. And then on top, you have some crispy zucchini curls.
Which those on a loan could be a meal.
That's the salmon is cooked all right, perfectly.
Yeah, it's a beautiful term. Zucchini curls.
It almost looks like a fried onion thing, but it's zucchini.
You know, you can't get good zucchini curls anymore. You can't have
them. You can get them here.
I've never had one.
You get them here. Absolutely spectacular. You know, we look at presentation. It's so important to us, as I said, but you've got this sort of vibrancy of color coming off these plates. Talked about the ruby redness of that ahi on the ahi poke, but, you know, you've got these wonderful, the emerald green asparagus. You've got this beautiful, the orange color of the salmon and this sort of burnt flavor, this rust of the sun-dried tomato adorning at the top. This is a real meal. This is just beautiful.
That the pesto on top, we got some pistachios, some craisins, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs. And
what did you say this
thing.
Beautiful sauce is on the bottom
this
again?
This is a house-made beurre blanc that we do every day here.
Okay.
House-made?
House-made.
Again, you can buy beurre blanc anywhere. But your house-made, you know, Dale says they make their own sour mix here. You know, Ben says we make our own beurre blanc. Okay, absolutely spectacular. Chef, thank you so much for sharing your
You're
artistry with
welcome.
Us. It's a pleasure to meet you. Look forward to getting to know you a little bit more and your team here. But the time has come, Jack Tate, to see if one of our listeners can guess the answer to our trivia question of the week. Have we thought about what something might be fun to ask about Playground or about downtown or about what would be fun?
Well, we thought we want to find out who the true Playground aficionados are, the people that come back and we want to take care of them. So we want to know how many taps.
Oh, good
are
question.
We running at Playground?
Okay,
right now.
Is that a is that beer taps?
Beer taps.
Okay, how many beer taps are actively being used right now at Playground?
Yes, sir.
Great question. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a Playground gift card. Again, how many beer taps do they have here at Playground? Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Philip's Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Playground with Zucchini Curls running down my chin during the commercial break. Anyway, we're here with Andy Berlin at Playground, our digital food reporter with the Arizona Daily Star. Our co-host, having a great time.
Yes.
Again, she's taking lots of photos. Check her out, Andy Berlin.
Yeah, I'm tweeting right now, Andy Berlin, A-N-D-I-B-E-R-L-I-N on Twitter.
Back here with our new best friend, Chef Ben Caballero from Playground and Hub, and, of course, corporate chef for the entire team, my good friend Jack Tate. Out of the park, man.
Thanks, man.
Out of the park. Full flavor, symphony, variety, texture, color, Playground.
But you know me, man. It's all about finding great talent, and I'm very, very happy that I found some really great talent.
Man, you know, it does take a village.
It does.
You know, and you guys you've put together these great teams.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've got this great spirit where you salute each and every one of them is just wonderful.
Well, it's all about the people, man.
All about the people. Well, we are pleased to soak up all of the fruits of their labors here at Playground. Anyway, the trivia question of the week is, how many beer taps are there here at Playground? We're going to go to our line one and say hi to Danny. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Matt. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wow. Okay, long-time listener, first-time caller. I really, whoever you are, Danny, I want to make sure that you win. So I got my fingers crossed for you, man. How many beer taps at Playground?
Does this include upstairs and downstairs or just downstairs?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen to him.
Does this
include
upstairs? We might have
upstairs
a winner already.
And
huh?
Downstairs.
He's here right now.
Are you sitting at the bar, Danny? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, I am not.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 22.
Well, there we go.
Wait.
First person.
Okay. Boring. More guesses.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Does your paycheck stub say Playground by any chance?
No, but you can tell.
All right, listen. You actually won,
yes,
Danny. It's 22!
You get a new pony!
Anyway, Danny, thank you so much. And I appreciate the fact that you've been a longtime listener, and I'm glad you drew up some courage to call in. I knew you had the voice, the sound of confidence in your voice, but indeed, there are 22 beer taps that are actively being used right here at Playground. So listen, Danny, don't go away, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it is going to be our privilege to send you a Playground gift card in the mail. When you come in, please introduce yourself to these guys and say you were the one that called in and you're in for a treatment. Please, the ahi poke and the salmon. You're not going to go wrong, man.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
And he's over. He's going to come tonight. Right on. All right, so I got to say, that's unbelievable. I mean, our first caller, rarely do we have the winner on the first call.
Yeah, remember, I stumped him with the last question with Rita, about the pastrami question that I had.
Oh, I totally remember that. I was listening from the beach.
Yeah.
But the fact that he called in with that, you know, Oscar doesn't believe me. He's laughing. He's saying, you're on the beach. I have my handheld device here. So 22 beers on tap.
Yep,
that's pretty
cool.
We got
14 downstairs and 8 upstairs. We got quite the selection, my friend. Quite the selection.
Playground, downtown, the center of all the action, again, on the corner of Congress and Fifth Avenue. The Hub right down here, Hub Ice Cream Factory opening up across the street. I don't know if I've ever asked you this in your many times on this radio show, but I have to ask you. If I've asked you this before, just indulge me.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to go home tonight, and
yes,
you're going to get rid of everything out of your refrigerator. You're going to take everything out of the Tate fridge except for one thing. What is the one thing in your refrigerator at home that Jack Tate can simply not live without?
ice cubes for my bourbon.
Ah! Because there's always going to bring you a bottle of bourbon when they come over.
Oh, you know it. You
but
know
as,
it.
As long as you got ice.
No, man. You know it, man. I've my weird fridge goes crazy all the time, man. I got a couple of kids now, and, you know, it's unreal.
I love it.
It's unreal.
I love it. Well, you know, keep drinking bourbon and keep making ice, because if you are, I'd be happy to be a house guest.
Oh, you're more than welcome anytime,
Can
buddy.
We all
anyway, corporate chef from Hub Playground and Hub Ice Cream Factory, my good friend Jack Tate. It is always a lot of fun when you're in the house, Jack. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Anytime. You know that.
From our good friend Sandy Ford, the Director of Operations, Dale Riggins, General Manager here at Playground, Ben Caballero, the chef here at Playground and Hub, and as always, the digital food reporter from the Arizona Daily Star, my good friend Andy Berlin, 100 tacos in 100 days. Follow her online. All of the information is going to be there. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Andy Berlin reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is On The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We will see you at Playground. Be safe. Be well. And have an El Guapo or two. We'll see you next time. Out.
Hey, Pachuco!